Every year, the Sitka Sound Sacro Herring Fishery kicks off in Southeast Alaska's spring commercial fishing season. Last year, March 24th marked the fishery's first opening. This year, despite the fact that seiners and tenders have already filled town harbors, biologists are seeing signs of a slower start to the season. KCAW reporter Melody Kay walked the docks to see how the fleet was handling the wait.
Almost every stall in Sitka's Eliason Harbor is taken. On float 10, the tie-up lines of icicle tender St. Lazaria strain with the evening shift in tides. A few boats over, the crew of the Afognak runs a pre-season safety drill.
Man overboard! Okay, let's go over something. What do we got? Who's our lookout?
Last year this time, the fleet was on two-hour notice, meaning that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game could announce an opening at any moment. This year, the department expects 5 openings for the season and a record guideline harvest level of 19,490 tons, but regional management biologist Dave Gordon said Wednesday that the herring sampled so far haven't showed mature roe.
Basically, the eggs change in color where they're just prior to spawning, and that's when they turn a very translucent gold color. And that's what the market wants, is that herring roe that's at the peak of its maturity. So right now, skeins that I saw yesterday appeared to be quite a ways off from being mature.
As of Thursday morning, test sets showed mature roe at 0.5%. Gordon says that the department doesn't do intensive sampling until roe shows 8 to 9% maturity. At that point, the Petersburg-based research vessel, the Kestrel, arrives in Sitka to run samples on the fishing grounds. The department plans to run its next test set Friday. Meanwhile, Gordon said they plan to monitor the feeding behavior of other animals in the sound with aerial surveys.
Typically what we see as we get closer to spawning, additional fish will move into the sound, and then they'll begin to disperse throughout the sound and moving toward shore in preparation for spawning. And when that happens, what we normally see is one is a general increase in the numbers of sea lions in Sitka Sound, but also just a change in the distribution of where we're of the sea lions from what we have seen previously. So that suggests to us that there's a change going on, and we need to be alert to that, and it might suggest that we need to be more aggressive in our test sampling or focused test sampling efforts in certain areas that we're seeing a buildup of sea lions in a particular area.
So far, Gordon said, all indications show the fleet will stay in a waiting pattern.
Right now we're watching the herring, and we'll just keep gathering the information we need to make sure we're on top of it and ready to go when the herring are.
Back in Eliason Harbor, aboard another tender, Silver Bay's How Can, Kelly Warren is taking advantage of the free time to drill his crew.
Part of what we're doing now is just going over everything and making sure that we've done everything we can so that when we get out there and get on that net, we don't cause that fisherman any delay. And every time we pull up to the net, it's always high stress. You know, how we want to do everything just right. We're going to get the net right. It's going to be a problem. You know, it's going to be heavy. So it gets stressful. You never know. From one set to the next, what's going to happen? So I just twiddle my thumbs thinking, oh man. But once they actually catch it and you start driving up on the net, it just kind of kicks in to you do what you do and the stress goes away and you just go to work.
Reporting from Sitka, this is Melody Kay.